Pittsburgh author Sharon Flake published her debut novel, The Skin I'm In, 20 years ago. The book follows the story of Malika, a dark-skinned seventh grader who is very bright and very bullied. This weekend, Sharon Flake will be reading excerpts of The Skin I'm In, and she spoke with 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley about the publication's impact.
The Skin I'm In is just as popular now as when it was first published. What is it about the novel that makes it so enduring?
I think in part because there's a little bit of Malika in so many of us. I was just watching a documentary on Lady Gaga in which she said she never felt pretty enough or smart enough or good enough as a musician, which sounds crazy to us because she's so brilliant. But so many of us, I think, struggle in the skin we're in, right? We're comparing ourselves to other people. Someone else is bullying us. We're looking at ourselves and saying we just don't measure up. And we're always trying to find our voice and find our place, regardless of the decade. And so I think that's why it's endured. It's, you know, kids read it and feel like, okay, somebody gets who I am. Somebody reflects who I am. And they're kind of showing me a way to get past and through some of this.
You wrote the character of Malika 2 decades ago, but she still resonates with young readers. Why do you think that is?
She has stood the test of time in a way I could never have anticipated or imagined. And as we are sitting in the middle of the Me Too movement, which is all about finding your voice and being able to speak your truth, right? No matter what that is, and being okay with who you are, and women feeling empowered and girls feeling empowered. I feel as if Malika's been doing that for a long time. And you merge that, the Me Too and the discussions around Black Lives Matter. And I think as a young adult novelist and as a children's writer, I've been saying all along, you know, and we all do who write these books, that Black lives do matter.
What would Malika say to kids in 2018?
I think she would say, you're okay, that it's hard out here, but hang in there and speak up. Even if you're afraid, I think that's it, that don't wait to be unafraid, because sometimes we wait to be unafraid. If I waited to be unafraid, I would never have written a book. But I, you know, if I jump in the water, I figured out I'm a swim. So I've jumped in a lot of water. You know, I'm still hearing, like I said, from young people who turn 30 at this point, who say, young people who write their college essays and send them to me. And they're about, you know, they're about how Malika and the book changed their life. I felt small. I felt little. People teased me because I was dark. I got the book and it just turned everything around.
Pittsburgh writer Sharon Flake is the author of The Skin I'm In, which was published 20 years ago and continues to be popular. Sharon, thanks for stopping by.
I appreciate it. Thank you much.
That's author Sharon Flake reflecting on the legacy of her novel, The Skin I'm In, with 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley.